The Mighty Mo Brought Low. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Toby Moskowitz teaches finance and economics at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. He's also a huge sports fan, so he decided to apply economic analysis to determine the truth of sports cliches such as momentum, which every sports fan is convinced must be real.
But we actually crunched the numbers on this, and we didn't find any evidence of it.
No evidence of momentum.
If you take a team that's on a hot streak, does that mean they're more likely to win their next couple of games if they've won their last couple of games? Turns out, no.
Losing does not beget losing. Winning does not beget winning.
Obviously, undoubtedly, streaks exist in sports. You see them at the player level, you see them at the team level, but those streaks are perfectly consistent with just good and bad luck.
I'm sorry for those of you who have invested hours in sports radio trying to understand momentum, but the stats show you might as well be debating the outcome of the opening toss.
If you flip a coin 100 times, you're bound to find maybe 6 heads in a row. Does that mean there's momentum in coin flipping? No, of course not. It just means that when you do things a large number of times, you'll see streaks just by random chance. And we find in all sports, so the same things you see in baseball show up in hockey. And momentum, in every single sport, you don't find that it has any predictive power, either at the player or the team level.
So there it is. Momentum is an illusion. But I am pretty sure that a coach will call a play if you yell at the TV. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.